Good morning, everyone. I'm Dr. Laura Van Aird, an assistant prof at the University of Guelph Richtown campus, and I'd like to acknowledge my co-author and colleague, Steve Lowen, who did the quality parameters. With the projected increase in demand in biomass, which might lead to crop removal, there's a need to evaluate the impact of crop biomass removal on subsequent crop production. With this in mind, we established a study in 2006 and 2007 and increased the following year with another site. So we have in total 5 site years. Despite the close proximity of these 2 locations, they are in separate production regions for processing tomato. At Leamington, the sandy soil dictates irrigation as well. Because of the blowing sands, there's a need to protect the young transplants, and so the growers plant a fall rye cover crop. This cover crop is killed either prior to or after transplanting. So we have two different production regions, and we worked within those production practices. So the winter wheat treatments were established in the fall after harvest. There's some concern by growers that leaving too much wheat straw in the field may lead to negative impacts on processing tomato yield. And to that end, they remove the wheat stubble either by baling it, or others who do not bale, they will apply fall nitrogen to encourage the breakdown of the wheat straw. After baling or after applying fall nitrogen, the land is typically chisel plowed in the fall and then prepared in the spring with cultivation. Or at Leamington, the fall cover crop is planted. So we compared these 2 treatments of straw removal versus leaving the straw in the field and applying fall nitrogen. We compared that to the control treatment of leaving the straw in the field. Because there are 2 different production practices, variety types are much different, and that's mainly because in Leamington the tomatoes are going to Heinz and the other ones are going to typically for whole pack. But both are working on twin row planting, and as well Richtown, they're on the flat, whereas in Leamington they tend to have a raised bed system. So definitely differences in production methods. The following spring prior to transplanting, we applied 0 nitrogen or the full rate, which at Richtown is 145 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare. And at Leamington, at both sites, we split apply nitrogen at 100 pounds per acre. We analyzed with a mixed model where straw and nitrogen rate were the fixed effects. Here I hope you can see in these photos are the differences between residue amounts. Again, we are chisel plowing in the fall, and then again two incorporations or 2 cultivations in the spring. So it's not a no-till situation, and it's not leaving an awful lot of residue on the surface. But we can see more residue left on the surface where the straw was left compared to where the straw was removed. And we have an intermediate effect of residue on the surface where fall nitrogen was applied. This is at the Richtown site. However, at Leamington, the cover crop is quite obvious. You can see the rye strips down the field, and there wasn't an observable difference between the treatments in the amount of residue left in the field at the time of transplanting. Looking at yield, we're separating Richtown and Leamington. We can see at Richtown that we have higher yields in where we leave the straw in the field compared to where straw is removed. This is the combination of all three site years at Richtown, and the fall nitrogen treatment was intermediate. This was true for marketable as well as total yields. However, at Leamington, we do not see any difference. We believe that the cover crop of the rye masks any potential differences at the Leamington site. There was no interaction between wheat management and nitrogen, but quite obviously and as expected, nitrogen did have effect on tomato yield. Obviously higher yields with the full nitrogen rates. For quality, at both sites we saw no differences in tomato quality. So this is Agtron color, soluble solids, or pH with any of the wheat treatments. There was some differences between tomato rates, between tomato nitrogen rates. However, no nitrogen is not a standard practice and was just in there so that we could follow nitrogen dynamics and perhaps pick out some differences between the wheat treatments. Again, we saw no nitrogen by wheat interaction. For nitrogen dynamics, I only have available the three site years. We did not see any difference in crop uptake or crop removal. Crop removal would be the amount of nitrogen in the marketable fruit, and crop uptake would be nitrogen in the shoots. So no difference at harvest between the wheat treatments. For soil nitrate levels, no difference between the wheat treatments. I haven't shown this here today, but when we look at soil mineral N, that nitrate, nitrogen, ammonium nitrate, ammonium nitrogen, and from the 0 to 30 all the way down to the 3-foot depths, we do not see any, we cannot pick out any differences between the wheat treatments. There are obvious differences between the fertilized and not fertilized. However, there was no interaction between the wheat and the nitrogen treatments. So this is supporting that any differences in yield that we do see at Richtown are likely not due to differences in wheat dynamics, or sorry, in nitrogen dynamics, that there's another factor potentially influencing tomato yield in Richtown. At Richtown, we can conclude that we do not recommend removing the straw. And that's basically because of the added expense and because of there's no yield benefit. Applying fall nitrogen is also not recommended because in some years it is an intermediate response, but the benefits are not there compared to leaving the straw in the field. Yield differences were not due to observed differences in nitrogen dynamics. It's potentially that the residue is having soil quality benefits and/or soil moisture and temperature, and that might be what's leading to a yield increase. I'd like to acknowledge the following, and I'd be happy to take any questions.
Do I have a question about the soil quality. Have you looked at any specific parameters in terms of soil quality?
We were unable to. We did this year look at bait lamina, which is a indication of biological activity, but I don't have that available. We did prior to and a month after transplanting looked at soil moisture and soil temperature, and there was differences between the wheat straw treatments, but it wasn't consistent between years. And so I wasn't confident at this point to present that data. Yes?
What was your method of irrigation on
them? So at Leamington, it's drip irrigation. At Richtown, which is typical of that region, it wasn't irrigated.
That's not going to speak one more time.
Thank you.